right, Mark, so we've got a big groundbreaking coming up for you guys. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, we're excited to expand with more programming and more services. This new building that's going to be erected will have space for a variety of fitness and conditioning programs, primarily made up of turf space. So it will be green space, indoor turf for batting cages with softball, baseball, also a regulation indoor soccer field.
So where is this going to be located?
This will be just north of our current Work Systems Fitness location. So it's on the southeast corner of Truman Road and Southeast 9th Street.
And what was the motivation to build a complex like this?
You know, we've seen, especially over the past couple of years, that there's been more demand for our gym space, whether it's basketball, volleyball, you know, batting cage access, soccer. I mean, you name the sport, you name the activity, people want more space indoors, obviously during the cold months, but even during the time where it's maybe a chance to be outdoors, it is nice to at least have a defined indoor space yet as well.
So have you guys decided yet, is this going to be something where it has separate memberships, or will you tie those in together, or have you guys gone through that process yet?
We're actually in the midst of the process to look at the pricing for the programming that we're doing. There will be access to different programming classes, fitness classes that will be in that location, and that will be a part of the membership, the fitness membership. But we'll also be offering additional personal training and conditioning programs, whether it's for individuals or for groups. And that will be similar to what we currently offer with our personal trainers.
Well, I actually called the second building a complex, but is this something where eventually you guys have a full-on complex and we see multiple buildings around here?
At this point, this is all we're planning. So two buildings, at least at this point, is our intent for the upcoming years to be able to use both of those locations.
And maybe this is yet to be decided, or maybe this is obvious. Does that mean we're going to have more jobs available here with this second building?
Yes, we'd expect that in the next 1 to 2 years that there will be another 8 to 10 positions associated with our business.
Very good. And how many people do you employ here in Pella currently?
Currently, with the combination of rehab and fitness, we have in the neighborhood of 35 employees here in Pella.
Wow, so you guys are going to be looking to add another 30% to your staff.
That's correct.
All right, so we understand that you guys are a vital part of the community. You guys have really exploded here in the last couple of years. What is it from your angle and your day in, day out experience here at Work Systems that makes you guys so successful?
You know, I'd say, if anything, Pella is a special or unique community in terms of people being active, people being healthy, and even in terms of the wellness initiative that's playing out right now. You know, I'd say even as of a couple years ago when Governor Branstad proclaimed the edict of Iowa becoming the healthiest state in the nation, we definitely saw an influx of people becoming more active, becoming more engaged, and I'd say that's been beneficial for our business.
What would you like to see expand? Obviously, you guys are expanding with the possibility of a bunch of more leagues in that green space. What would you like to see expanded if you guys move further out ahead?
You know, I'd say just continued engagement with all ages, all age ranges. We've felt that we've probably not provided as much access or programming for kids. So we want to provide more programming for kids of all ages and still adults as well. So that would be our hope, is that we can provide access, provide programming, conditioning for all age ranges.
So as a physical therapist, why is it important to get kids? We were talking to Darren about the Healthiest State Initiative that you mentioned, and you know, it's 30%+ of children are obese. Why is it important to get them, maybe even if necessary, with a physical therapist at an early age?
Yes. Again, I would say in terms of the overall health of individuals, whether it's young or old, but even with kids, just to be able to assist them, to give them the tools, the posture, the support that they can have to be successful from a functioning standpoint. And that might be, you know, more activity, that might be, you know, working on their posture, that might be some simpler basic things to just encourage them to get up and move more regularly.
And that really can transfer into other areas of their life that'll build confidence, which will make it easier to make friends, which just makes life in general easier. It'll help with education, I'm assuming. Are these all things that you see that improve when you get into shape as a child that's obese?
Yes. Even as I've talked with more of my peers, physical therapists, chiropractors, physicians across the state, I know the Iowa Department of Health the Iowa Department of Education, I would say even more specifically, is looking to provide opportunities for kids to be more active. You know, obviously channeling some of that energy if there's hyperactivity, but, you know, trying to provide opportunities for kids to stay active and to stay engaged and be functional.
All right, we're joined again by Mark Blankenspor, who is here talking about the brand new grand opening, and actually the groundbreaking is where we're at in the process. Remind people just again, when is this groundbreaking and where should they go to be a part of that?
Yes, thanks, Justin. So our groundbreaking is this coming Friday, October 11, 9 o'clock a.m., and we're planning just a 10 to 15 minute presentation information in regards to what's happening with our business and with this new facility. And to be able to kick that off, we're looking forward to seeing people on Friday. Hopefully weather sounds pretty good at this point.
All right. Thanks for your time, Mark.
Thank you.